There's a process.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there.
You're supposed to go, hey guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. Like, rate, and subscribe.
Yeah, we have some super chats to read here too. So, Lenny from San Francisco says, man, I really like you guys. You guys are super awesome.
Uh-huh.
Give me more.
Okay.
Lenny said that.
Lenny.
And then you here's...
Lenny's a guy or a girl?
I think this Lenny's probably a guy.
Okay.
And then Debbie from Mobile, Alabama, she super chats in.
Uh-huh.
And she says baseball is her favorite sport. If what is our favorite sport?
Okay.
So, I mean, I got two super chats this week. So,
should we answer?
Sure.
What our favorite sport is?
Yeah.
Favorite sport to watch.
I'm in between sports right now. But for me,
mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy soccer at this point.
Yeah. I would say baseball is probably, I'm going to agree with Amy in Shreveport, Alabama.
It was.
Debbie, well, just look at it again.
It was
just,
Debbie in Mobile, you can just Alabama.
Pull it up.
I remember because I made it.
Okay.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And yeah. So I mean, if you know how to super chat the show, basically it's my text message.
Uh huh.
And happy birthday, Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe.
Yeah. Shoeless
Joe. I saw
Joe.
That.
Yeah. Two days ago, something like that.
Congratulations.
He's another year older.
Mm-hmm.
Another year wiser.
Mm-hmm. And most people don't realize that every year on his birthday, a celebrity dies.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it was Bob Saget.
Yeah. And
last year,
it
was it Billy Mays?
Alan Alda.
I don't think Alan Alda's. I think it was Billy Mays.
Is Alan Alda still with us?
Harness the power of the orange.
Was
that
it
guy.
Billy Mays?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Well, it was a couple years ago. It wasn't last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, he died on Joe's birthday too.
Yeah.
So yeah, Shoeless Joe. Thanks a lot. Betty White dead too. John Madden dead. They're all
That's
dying.
That's the three.
Everybody
when John Madden and Betty White died, I told Erica there's going to be one more because it always
it
happens in
Saget,
threes.
Yeah.
And it was Bob Saget.
Yeah.
So
it's. I thought, didn't someone else just die too? Listen,
sure
we've
lots
established.
Of people have.
We this is very well established.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
dying.
We're
is,
on record.
We are on record.
That is our stance as a show.
Up until
is that everybody dies.
Up until today,
mm-hmm.
everybody who has ever lived,
mm-hmm. minus
the people currently living,
yes,
and minus Enoch.
No, that would be them too.
Yeah,
they would
minus Enoch.
Everybody who's ever lived, minus the people currently living,
uh-huh.
have died,
except for Enoch.
Well, he's currently living, so
oh.
he falls in that category.
Does he? He's kind of like—is he in Abraham's bosom?
He's with the Lord.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
So is he like in like a...
God took him, you know?
Well, he walked with God and
then,
he was no more.
Yeah, because God took him. And then we've got Elijah.
Yeah. Fiery mountainside.
And
Rich Mullins.
Rich Mullins. When I leave, I want to go out like Elijah. Boy, I didn't know
that's
I was going to sing that song today.
That's a very niche crowd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, uh-huh, amen. That's a very niche crowd. If you, listen, if
mm-hmm.
you know, all right, okay, uh-huh, amen. If you know that song.
Let me hear you say, all right, okay, uh-huh, amen. You can argue with your neighbor. All right.
Maker. You can argue with your maker.
Oh, you can argue with your maker. Dun, 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 in the end. I sing it. Oh, it's been a long time. So
Our sister will appreciate that.
Okay. Well, she's not going to watch.
She occasionally watches. Okay. So I'm a little under the weather. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just
the weather's up here.
Uh-huh, and I'm under
and you're
it.
Right underneath
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the mm-hmm. so if I sound a little nasally,
mm-hmm.
it's because I've got some
you stuff know, the last Frasier episode that I was watching,
yeah.
I told Erica, I was like, he's sick. The and, actor. And you could just died. Tell.
Yeah.
No, he's still with us.
Okay.
No, what's the actor that plays Frasier?
Courtney Grammer or
no,
what?
Courtney.
Something Grammer.
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Yeah.
It's a girl name. Same thing.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still with us. And I mean, there's a Frasier, a new Frasier in the works. So mm-hmm. I hope he stays with us.
Yeah. I hope he moves somewhere because he first was in Boston. Now he's in Seattle. He should move to Dallas.
The rumor. I read some, of course, on the fan pages. I've been paying attention.
In the super chats.
The rumor is that he's going to be in Phoenix. Mm. And okay. now he's, I think it was either he's coming to a lot of money.
Mm.
So he's even wealthier than he was before.
Okay.
So
many leather bound books in his future.
Mm-hmm. But the dad, who I don't know
Niles.
His name. No, Niles is his brother. Martin Crane. That actor. He is no longer with us.
COVID?
Yes. Mm. It's 10 years ago. And the dog got COVID too.
Yeah.
Eddie. So he survived though. The
the dog did, yeah.
He made it through with COVID, yeah.
Because he took the horse dewormer.
He took some ivermectin and he also grew in size.
The dog. Now he's Clifford the Big Red Dog.
He's now the size of a horse.
Yeah, it's Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is not a good movie. It's out on Paramount Plus.
Is it bad?
It's not great.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's just weird. Listen, when I was a kid, I loved Clifford.
Oh, yeah.
Clifford was
did
great.
Did you, though?
No.
I don't think you did.
I don't remember.
Me neither. Definitely not.
I remember Clifford being a bed wreck dog.
I don't think that was... I think we had Clifford books.
Yeah, we had books.
Mm-hmm.
I remember some of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pictures.
Sure.
Because he was a red dog. And he was big.
Yeah.
That is
that's what we know about
the story of Clifford the Big Red Dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how he got that way.
You know how sometimes we're in the middle of an episode and we say, you know, this is one of our better ones. You know,
so
we feel
you're thinking
like,
that right now.
No, I'm thinking. I'm not as much thinking.
All right,
that.
Okay, uh-huh.
I'll amen. Sing Rich Mullins songs. It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Faith put down works, baby. It just ain't happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
What do I got? Have you been keeping up with this the Jeopardy situation?
No. The transgender Jeopardy thing?
I don't want to be.
Is it the transgender thing?
So, yeah, this woman, Amy Schneider, she has broken the female record on Jeopardy. She's won more episodes in a row. Handsome woman right there.
Oh, yeah.
She has won more episodes in a row than any other woman ever on Jeopardy. And yeah, so I mean, this article is on the New York Times. They love her; they're big fans of her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I just thought, you know, let's
basically
listen. We're very pro woman on this show.
Yeah,
we were on record as to being pro woman, and so a woman does a great thing like that. You know, let's recognize it.
I prefer women to men,
hands down.
Or hands up.
But Amy Schneider might not. Turns out she's
proven the fact that men are actually smarter than
I know
women.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
This is the funny thing is that like the whole like myth that men are better than women at things is only being reestablished
when,
every single time
when men become
a
women.
Man becomes a woman
and then the
and
woman
then
beats everything.
The field.
Weightlifting, swimming,
Jeopardy. You're right. Like it's
so. Not
okay,
only are we stronger, faster,
swimming.
We're also smarter.
Okay, I can see these things. And then Jeopardy. That's hilarious.
Oh, and then Caitlyn Jenner was like Woman of the Year. So like, a man has now been Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
No,
his first year as a woman, he won Woman of the Year.
That's how good he is.
It's no learning curve.
It didn't even take him 12 months to be better than every
Your
other woman.
Your wife has 40-some years trying to be Woman of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. And
Caitlyn did it in 1 year.
He's probably not even a year, and they had already voted him in. I mean, he mastered. He became the greatest woman on the face of the planet. He became the greatest woman on the face of the planet in probably less than a year. It didn't take him long.
Yeah.
And had he ever been... I don't think he had ever been Man of
the
Year.
What does it take?
So a guy who couldn't scratch Man of the Year, even come close to it.
Couldn't come close.
Didn't even know what it looked like.
Because he was a woman.
Becomes a woman.
Yeah.
And then is that way for 11 months and all of a sudden...
So what skills did he master to become Woman of the Year?
I would say...
sandwich making. Right?
I mean, I feel like I'm a better sandwich maker than most women. I'm a good sandwich maker.
Listen, you're not better than me.
Listen, you're better at me than you're better at me. You're better than me. There are some things. Apparently, there are some things you do better than me.
Yeah,
I can admit this.
Tetris.
You're much better at Tetris than I am. Better chess player than I am.
That's true.
I make a heck of a sandwich. I'm not going to lie. There's an art to it. You don't just put all the things on. What you do with the bread.
There's layering.
It's a big deal. I'm very good at making a sandwich. Are you a cut the sandwich diagonal guy? You're not.
I'm going to eat a whole.
Yeah.
Eat the whole
thing. It depends on what kind of sandwich it is for me. Now, but sometimes a diagonally cut sandwich is a wonderful thing.
I've also been... doing the bagel setting on the toaster to toast one side of the bread and then put it in the oven like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates, because then the rest of it, the soft side soaks up all the juices.
Got it.
Fantastic.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
The problem is if you put the whole bread in the oven,
the problem is, Jason.
The whole thing soaks up.
Yeah, the whole thing
juices.
Soaks up the juices.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
See, that sounds like it takes too long. I just want to be able to make my sandwich, go to the bathroom, sit down, and enjoy it.
That's true.
You had a bathroom lasagna or something the other day,
right?
It was bacon. Yeah, I sent you guys a picture. I was like, it's not just sandwiches. It's bacon, too.
I was just like, for me, it was like a quick glance at the picture because I was worried there might be some kind of mirror that he was unaware of while he was taking the picture. I was like, I don't need.
I think I made sure I got my bare knee in the picture so you guys understood exactly where I was at and what I was doing.
Thanks for that. So, anyway, congratulations, Amy Schneider.
Winning Jeopardy.
You're better than every other woman. You're smarter. Literally, there's not a woman on the face of the earth as smart as you.
Yeah.
Every time I get like a Facebook like pops up and it talks about her, I report the post. I just report it. It's like from Channel 10 News. Yeah. It's like, nope, reporting that crap.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed.
Facebook loves her. Oh, yeah. I'm getting a lot of news articles about her.
I don't understand. Like, I'm convinced that over half the country is totally against all of this junk.
Well, apparently she's changing hearts and minds, Jason. This article talks about how older people, their minds are starting to be changed because, you know... They're watching her succeed in life, and they're like, it's not that bad. And, you know, so I think she's doing it. She's winning.
Getting it done.
Oh, my goodness. What a crazy...
Like Susan Boyle.
This all happened fast.
She was great, though.
Can I say that this happened fast, this transgender thing? Like, it just feels like even 10 years ago, things that now are considered just so hateful, if you even... That would have been, like, crazy 10 years ago. Even 10 years ago.
Well, like, MASH made fun of, like,
Corporal
that whole
Klinger.
Corporal Klinger just trying to get out of the army by dressing like a woman.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I mean, that's been a little bit long, 30, 40 years ago?
It was probably 40 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was a joke at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joke. Mm-hmm. A man dresses up like a woman. Joke.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a picture. It was funny. Robin Williams dressed up in a cheerleader outfit in Denver once.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. Somewhere between the 70s and today, it went from joke to real.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that happened.
No, what I'm saying, it just happened so fast.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's the window because it was a joke. And then all of a sudden now it's real and you're hurtful and hateful if you even say anything.
Just a horrible person if you bring the fact up.
Yeah. Now listen.
Women are being dominated by men.
Well, it's wrong. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's 100% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are wired to do certain things and mm-hmm. be a certain way, and women are wired to do and be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know? It just drives me bonkers, you know? I'm just tired.
Are we posting this one on YouTube?
I don't. It might not make it.
I don't.
I mean, we're gonna post it.
That's fine.
I mean,
even 10 years ago, I graduated high school in 2012.
Yeah.
And even in 2012, I mean, we were still walking around the hallway calling each other gay.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
oh, you're gay. You can't do that today.
You shouldn't have done that back then either.
But what I'm
Jesse's going gay. Mm-hmm. Jesse, you don't have to call your buddy gay.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. Mm-hmm. When you have one finger pointing, you've got three others pointing right back at you.
Unless you're a Simpsons character or a shop teacher.
Okay, so we did we tested the Google algorithm.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
So the overwhelming search result that mm-hmm. found us,
okay,
was one word, overwhelmingly, uh-huh. over everything else.
Uh-huh.
The one word that people found us was the word cigar.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently there's
we didn't even make that part of our algorithm test.
No.
But we said cigar.
But we did talk about cigars.
Well, we talked about smoking a cigar at New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
And Harrison smoked one, Levi smoked one, tried.
And that's how people found us.
Yeah.
Hmm. So apparently you can't crack the code.
We can't crack the code. We don't know. We led off with it. We highlighted it. Mm-hmm. We put it in the title.
We named the episode. I even did the extra tagging thing that I don't normally do.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. What do you mean you don't normally do?
I don't normally do the tag thing. I don't think it works.
I mean, people are just randomly finding us. Now, have you been looking at the audio format, the states that were most mm-mm. watched in or listened? So I can see... We can see audio stats and we can see video stats on YouTube
mm-hmm.
and audio stats on Podbean, right? So we have a strong audio presence. Ohio's the number one.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
A lot of people here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is right there.
Yeah.
Surprises me. I don't know anybody in Pennsylvania. West Virginia is there. Mm-hmm. Kentucky's there.
Okay.
So it's a lot of close.
All right.
There's
okay.
Virginia, Montana.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma.
Okay.
So we all have contacts
sure.
there, right? We have friends and family there. And then California's big.
I remember California was big from the beginning.
Yeah, California's big. North Dakota is big, which I thought is weird. It's like that's a low population state. Mm. So there's a batch of people.
Seven people, but I know like five of them. So
do you know North Carolina, North Dakota people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably a little spike in the North Dakota. I just thought it was weird because it's a low population state.
It is a low population state.
And where are these people coming from? So, yeah, it's right in the middle of the country is where we get most of the listens.
Okay.
So not too much in New York. I think we should have more New York listens.
Feels like we should.
Yeah.
There's like a billion people there.
I know. You'd think 20 someone might want to listen. Us. Yeah. I thought we'd be bigger in Tennessee, too. Hmm. I've got family. I got some family down there. They don't care about me.
Yikes. It's hurtful.
What was my point?
You were talking about the
algorithm. Oh, the algorithm. That's mm-hmm. my thing. So cigar. So we'll see if people find this episode by cigar. Okay. Don't put it in the description. I just want to know if YouTube's
listening,
which I know they are.
But so we want to know if we say that would be curious if we just said something
because I think
over and over again, but then didn't put it in the description or any text signifying it, but if we just said the same word over and over again.
Okay, let's test that next week.
Okay.
Okay, because from the very beginning,
we'll have a word that we just drop in. Yeah.
It'll either be like a food or a person.
Every two or 3 minutes.
Something.
And
like
see if...
Carrot Top.
See if YouTube catches it. I don't know. I think it should be something a little bit more searchable than Carrot Top.
And you think people are searching? He was just on Joe Rogan. Carrot Top?
He was?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one yet.
I didn't watch it either. I don't like Carrot Top.
Who does?
He's a step below Gallagher.
Wait a minute. Gallagher, Marion's own Gallagher?
Yes. Gallagher's better than Carrot Top. Smashing the watermelons.
You think Gallagher's better than Carrot Top?
Yeah. Oof.
Who's Gallagher?
I think two sides
of
the same
coin. Oh, my God. He doesn't even know who Gallagher is.
He's too young. Yeah. apparently, if you go to the right bar in Marion, you can see him quite a bit. So, all right. So last week I talked about my toothpaste.
The ivermectin?
No, about how I was on a streak of using the same toothpaste.
Yeah, rolling it.
And that night it was over. So did it end because I talked about
yes.
it? Do you think so?
Uh-huh, you jinxed it.
I figure it either ended because I talked about it or because I bought a new tube.
Oh, yeah.
So like somehow one of those two things, the universe was saying, nope, it's over.
I think talking about it is probably,
yeah.
is probably what did it.
Hmm. Or just, is it, it just ran out, maybe?
No, that's definitely not. We were watching something the other day because... I'm very superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very superstitious.
You are.
I do the same things over and over and over, mm-hmm. and I can't not do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to the store, I end up buying two of everything. Why? I don't know.
Is that superstitious or that's just quirky? Like weird?
Well, yes, that too.
I mean, are you doing it because you think a good result will happen?
Yeah, because what if the first one breaks?
Okay.
Like if I buy a flashlight, I'm probably going to buy two. Because what if the first one breaks?
That's weird.
I know. I'm wired that way. I mm-hmm. can't help it. Why buy 2 gallons of milk? Well, what if the kids drink through the first one right away?
Well, I mean, some things you buy two because you know you go through them fast.
Yeah, but we probably won't. Mm-hmm. We'll probably end up throwing it away. I buy two of things.
That's weird.
Not on purpose. Mm-hmm. And then lots of sports things. I don't do sports anymore, but back in the day, I would tend to do things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I got up and left the room at commercial
mm-hmm.
and I came back and they scored, I would leave during every commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not do those things.
Hmm.
I'm weird that way. Do you have something else?
Nope. Well, I mean, I don't know. I got stuff.
You have a problem singing. You sing lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Rich Mullins songs. Can you successfully complete the ABCs without singing them?
You mean like humming them?
No, just out loud.
Yes.
Without the rhythm.
Yes.
You cannot do the rhythm of the ABC song.
Okay.
Do it.
A, B, this is going to be C,
uh-huh.
D, E. How long do I have to go before I've proven that I can do it? F.
I want to hear L-M-N-O.
G, H, I,
okay,
J,
in real life.
L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yeah, I have to sing it.
Really?
I don't know why.
Can you do them backwards?
No.
They say that's like the drunk driving test.
C, Y, X. No, I couldn't do it sober.
Mm-hmm.
No way I could do it.
It takes me a while. I have to like work my way backwards. But
yeah. If an officer asked me to do that, I'm like, I can't do it sober. So I'm sure not going to do it drunk.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd be better at it drunk.
Maybe. There's an old Reno 911. Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
It's funny. It's sometimes inappropriate, but there's a sketch where they pull someone over and they have him do the alphabet backwards and he drills it. The guy's wasted. He's drunk, but he just knows he could do the whole thing backwards. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Like, if you knew you were a drunk driver, which I don't suggest doing.
No.
I would practice my backwards ABZs.
Mm-hmm. You just said ABZs.
Listen, I'm not feeling great right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I got a little cloud going.
Sure, you know, sure.
I'm not thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you got? can you hear my voice or see it in my eyes?
No, like, I can tell.
I'm not really here.
I can tell. This all happened very fast today. Yeah, I got a mocha pot. I want to talk about the mocha pot.
The hot chocolate.
No.
Mocha's chocolate.
This is M-O-K-A. Apparently, 9 out of every 10 Italian households contain a mocha pot.
Hmm.
It is coffee maker.
Okay.
It's like an espresso maker. But it's not, okay?
Like a percolator.
So, yeah, it's kind of like a percolator. So it's got the bottom part. It's all made of metal. And the bottom part holds the water.
Yeah.
And then it's got a basket that sits on top.
When you say metal, you mean lead.
Aluminum.
Okay.
the basket goes on top of it with like a funnel that goes down into the water.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that, it screws on the top part, and it's got like a tube that comes out.
It's like a percolator.
It's kind of like a percolator, but not exactly. And it forces the water.
That's like through, a percolator.
No, because I know what a percolator is. This is different. There's pressure involved in this.
Uh-huh.
There is. It's
That's what a percolator does. Listen, American cowboy, percolator. Italian gypsy, mocha.
What are you talking about? You are sick, aren't you?
I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
I've got a percolator.
I've got a percolator too. I love my percolator. I don't use it very often. It's more of a like camping thing for me.
That's what I said. It's a cowboy thing.
But
keep up.
The mocha pot is fantastic. It's great.
Yeah.
It makes a really good, it's very strong.
Have you tried chocolate, hot chocolate in it?
No, you wouldn't ever make hot chocolate in it. There would be no point.
It's water.
Then you would just pour hot chocolate and water together. There's no point in creating pressure for hot chocolate.
You don't know. It could be the best hot chocolate ever.
That makes no sense at all.
You don't know this. Have you ever
tried? Actually, I do know it because I know the way things work. I know that if I put Kool-Aid in it, it wouldn't be good. No. I know that if I filled it up with orange juice, Kool-Aid? It wouldn't be good. Exactly.
No,
there are some things I just know chocolate. Because I know them. And no. I know that hot chocolate would be no better in it than if you...
Listen, Colonel Sanders could have...
He was not even a real colonel, by the way.
First of all...
Mount Rushmore of colonels. Colonel Sanders... Colonel of Corn.
Colonel O'Neill from Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's pretty random.
Captain Colonel, Captain Crunch.
Colonel, Captain Colonel Crunch. Colonel.
He's a captain. He's not a colonel.
Yeah, he's a captain. Who's another? There's not a lot of colonels.
Colonel.
The other confusing thing is Colonel is spelled C-O-L.
Colonial.
Colonel.
Every time.
Colonel, what's the...
It's great, like when Obama...
No, clue. What's the clue? Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. Okay, so Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
Colonel.
Of Corn.
Of Corn. Colonel. What was the first one?
Sanders.
Colonel Sanders, yeah. Colonel Mustard.
Colonel of Corn.
Colonel of Corn.
Colonel Sanders.
Sanders. There's not like a colonel like in like the Civil War.
I'm sure. Colonel.
Colonel, you know, Stonewall Jackson. Was he a colonel?
I don't know. But you don't associate it with colonel.
You don't. But Colonel, Colonel Mustard,
Colonel Sanders,
Colonel Sanders, and Colonel of Corn.
Yeah,
those are the two of the big three ones.
A dog
I feel like
Colonel,
what? That's a dog kennel.
Oh,
Colonel Colin Powell. No, Colin
He's
Powell.
A general.
He's a general. Yeah. But I'll bet he was a colonel at one point.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think most generals were. That's how it works. Riveting.
It's fantastic. Apparently Ansel Adams was a colonel.
I don't know that.
You don't know who Ansel Adams was?
No.
He was a photographer, mostly black and white. I mean, they're showing me a lot of other people that I just don't know as being colonels, but apparently they were. What makes a colonel a colonel?
Is Captain America? No, he's a captain.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Isn't Captain is he a captain or a colonel?
Is he?
He's a captain.
Somebody in Marvel's a colonel, right? Harrison, or Star Trek, Star Wars, something.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel. Oh. Who's the colonel? In Star Wars, isn't there a colonel?
Oh, yeah.
It
feels like...
Commanders, I don't know if there's colonels off the top of my head.
Star Wars.
Colonel.
If there has to be a colonel in Star Wars.
I think that there is. I'm just drawing a blank because I'm not thinking.
Imperial officers. There's Grand Moff Tarkin, you know, but he's not a colonel.
I'm thinking Admiral Akbar is what I'm thinking.
There's an Admiral Thrawn.
Oh, yeah. There's a book about him.
Orson Krennic. General Hux, Admiral Modi, not a lot of colonels. I got to tell you, the whole colonel.
It's an underappreciated.
It is an underappreciated military rank.
So listen.
Uh-huh.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel of Corn. Colonel Mustard. But, I mean, I just, until we can come up with another colonel, I don't know how we could leave.
The show can't go on.
I don't think the show can go on. Have you found anything, Jesse, at all? Or
no.
Please tell me that's what you're searching
that's,
for.
That's what I'm searching for, but... I mean, there's 9 best popping corn colonels.
No.
I even typed in colonel, like the army colonel, and nothing.
Well, that's what we're going for.
You had Colonel Corn. It's spelled different. I figured we maybe have some luck with that.
Google fictional colonel.
Fictional colonel. Okay.
Just ask good. Siri. Why are you typing things?
Fictional.
Don't you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, but Apple, it won't work.
It won't work. Just dropped $400 on it. I'm not going to ask my Apple Watch. It won't work.
Well, hey Siri, what are some famous colonels?
I said fictional. They won't.
Here's what I found. Yeah, it just takes me
to... I said fictional, not famous.
Ace from G.I. Joe. Steve Austin from Cyborg.
Yeah, hey, stop tapping that cable. That camera's moving every time you do it. And Harrison, you forgot to plug in the audio.
I mean, this
it's
is...
It's fine. I'll fix it later.
Yeah, there's just not a lot, Jason.
Listen, I don't know what we're going to do.
Apparently there's a colonel from Apocalypse Now named
what
Colonel
about the
Kurtz.
A, the A-team? The, was that guy a colonel?
Colonel Blimp. It's a British British cartoon character.
Colonel, listen, we got...
I mean, I don't like want to move on because, this, you know, we don't... I see a lot of counts. I see a lot of generals.
Listen, I haven't Googled yet. I'm about ready to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell me how to spell colonel.
C-O-L-O-L.
There's a colonel in Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Colonial Pin.
You know,
Cornell University, Cornelius Jackson, Cornelius Vanderbilt, Colonel West.
There it is, Colonel West. Let's do the Netflix suggestion of the week, please.
Please, yeah.
Let's get out of this.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
I got to tell you, when I said, let's do the Mount Rushmore of colonels, I thought it was going to be easy because I knew we had Colonel Sanders.
That was in the bag.
And I knew Colonel of Corn.
Uh-huh.
Colonel of Mustard, that was good, but yeah. I thought it'd be simple.
Turns out it wasn't. That might be the, and it wasn't Colonel West, it was Cornell West.
Oh, no.
That's a different one, so we'll just ride with it.
Because you don't know how to spell colonel.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
It doesn't spell the way it sounds, okay?
It's like when Obama was giving that speech and he talked about the Marine Corps.
Yeah, the Marine Corps.
What a genius.
Yeah.
All right.
Alaskan Killer Bigfoot.
Alaskan Killer Bigfoot.
Uh-huh. This is on Discovery Plus. It's probably also on Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
I've been streaming it through Discovery Plus. There's like 7 or 8 episodes of season 1 that is available. It's a live series right now.
Where they're hunting this thing?
So basically, here's a story. There's a town or a port called Port Lock, Alaska. And 100 years ago, it was settled by a bunch of miners. Not little kids.
Under 18.
Yeah, a bunch of kids like between the ages of like 7 and 12.
If you're
going
to start a city, that's the best thing to do is to start with young people.
Yeah.
So you can grow into it.
Marry young,
mm-hmm.
lots of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, when they got older, they went into the mines.
Mm-hmm.
So the miners actually became miners.
A mine. They call it a mine.
These miners who grew up to become miners were, there was about 100 of them that lived in this town. And there was some type of Bigfoot, Natakina or something like that. Sure. It's an Indian name for it. Basically ended up killing 30 people.
Okay.
Over a period of like 6 months.
In what decade are we in?
It was 100 years ago.
Okay.
And they actually ended up fleeing and leaving everything behind.
That's what you got to do.
And just bailed. Mm-hmm. And like these 30 people that died over a period of
time. This would be the abominable snowman.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it didn't just kill people, like it ripped them apart.
Yeah, like the thing on Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that thing called, Harrison? I
don't know. A tauntaun.
Big white tauntaun. No.
It doesn't have a name in the movie.
Okay. I thought he would know.
I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
That's a tauntaun. Oh. The Family Guy version of that is fantastic. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think so.
You gotta watch it.
Okay.
It's funny. It's a cartoon that you can watch. I'm done. Alaskan Killer Bigfoot.
Yeah, we don't even have to go 52 minutes this week.
No, we probably should.
Okay.
Alaskan Killer Bigfoot, Discovery Plus.
And he's real.
I think he's real.
Are they just telling the story about what happened, or are they out looking for him?
Yeah, so they took a group of like 5 or 6 people to this place where this happened. They're camping out, and they're looking for him, looking for clues and signs, and they're looking at possibly resettling this port. And if it happens, they want to be safe. They don't want to die. Like the previous 30.
I feel like you could just take a gun in with you and probably.
Well, see, that's a thing. So a guy shows up with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a family emergency and he has to go home.
Okay.
Listen, the night he goes home, he gets on a plane, leaves. Because it's like the lands on the water.
Sure.
Right? Gets back in the plane, leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves these guys without a gun.
What? Does he have to take the gun with him?
He's the gun guy.
Oh, I see.
Listen, so these guys, they're not gun guys. These guys are a bunch of idiots. Mm. Like, listen, I love our dear, dear friend, Jadius.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bunch of Jadiuses running around in Alaska.
Sure.
These people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
They don't understand anything.
Yeah.
And the night that the guy leaves with the gun, their tent is bombarded with boulders, like rocks. The tent falls down and they get out of the tent and there's like boulders everywhere. So like something,
something's going on.
Either the producers are doing it, like they're causing.
That seems far-fetched.
Or it's Bigfoot.
Would the producers be actively involved in trying to make a more compelling television show? I don't think so.
And so it's probably not, that's not likely. Mm-mm. Yeah. So anyways, started off really, really good, the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to slow down a little. The thing is, these guys are stupid. I think they do it on purpose. I think they make them look stupid on purpose because it's almost more compelling. Like, why would they do that?
Mm.
Like, you question it.
My favorite, I don't know if you've seen this one, but I was watching some Bigfoot thing, and this guy put out an apple. And he had it like a camera on the apple.
Yeah.
And then he just had the footage of this hand like reaching and grabbing the apple.
Yeah.
And taking it, you know, and that was his proof. Yeah. I mean, it was just, oh my goodness. Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I watched it so many times. I kept on rewinding it. You know, oh, it was so funny. It was, you couldn't try to make something funnier than that. Like if you're trying to make a comedy, it was the perfect, just the way that the apple was grabbed. Yeah. It was just amazing. It was so perfect.
I think I see it. Was it, he was serious?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was serious. Yeah. No, he was serious. And
there is a famous Bigfooter out there who has faked a bunch of stuff and has pawned it off as all real.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's a complete con.
Yeah.
And you could tell.
Sure.
But people buy his
story. I like
story.
That though. That's more entertaining to me.
Yeah, like the Patterson Gimlin film from, you know, in that, Northern California.
That's been proven that that's fake, right?
It's controversial.
Okay.
I think it's...
Didn't a guy say, like, he was like, yeah, I dressed up, like, they did
this. Yeah, but I could say that too. Yeah, sure. I dressed up. I was in that suit.
people say lots of things.
All right. Okay.
I think it's real. Jesse, what do you got?
I love the like hunting for Bigfoot, like the series.
Yeah.
Where the guys go out in the woods and they're like, all right, everyone be very quiet. I'm gonna give my best Bigfoot call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, aah!
Yeah. Next like, time, not into the mic.
Why? I backed okay. up a little
I know,
bit.
But like, angle your head a little because my ears are now ringing.
But I just love that because it's like you're just screaming and you're like, you sure that? Well, they know what that Bigfoot's. Is. Definitely. They that sounds Big just sound like Bigfoot. I picture these two men out in the forest yelling at each other, thinking that they're both Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And that's how they know well, the for thing sure to do that's
is to,
the call.
Is to get a baseball bat and smack it against the tree.
It's called tree knocking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I've that's what they're interested in.
Yeah.
That's what really does it for them.
We found a Bigfoot tree knocking. Footprint once.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that.
Well, you found a big footprint. You don't know that it was a Bigfoot print.
It was
just a big footprint. What we know is that it was a big footprint.
It was a
what you don't know is if it was a big footprint.
I think it was a big footprint.
You think it was a big footprint,
uh-huh.
but you know it was a big footprint.
It actually really wasn't that big. It was a footprint is uh-huh. what it was.
Was there some kind of tread on this footprint?
No, it was a bare footprint.
Okay, so it was a bare footprint, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't
so
like
you're thinking
grizzly
it was an
bear
adolescent
footprint.
Squatch. Is what you're thinking.
Possibly. Teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Squatch or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I don't know if Harrison was with it. Were you with us when we found that?
No.
Stella was with us. And there was a creek, and it was November. It was freezing cold out, and mm-hmm. there was nobody. We're down in Wayne National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bear footprint. Not grizzly bear, but like mm-hmm. a naked human footprint
mm-hmm.
in the mud right beside the water.
Hmm.
And there's nobody else there. So what is that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's a big footprint.
Okay.
But it was a little, it wasn't really big. It's just a, looked like a footprint. Could have been Bigfoot. What's your Netflix?
What's like
I'm not feeling good. I've told
no,
you
that's
this.
No, that's fine. That's
was
fine.
Was it like size 13 or?
It was about my size, but it was a little bit wider.
My Netflix suggestion of the week is found on YouTube. There is a YouTube channel, Sherlock Holmes Stories Magpie Audio, is the name of the, and it's not the most elegant title for the name of a channel, but they've got a lot of Sherlock Holmes audiobooks on there.
Okay.
And the thing about Sherlock Holmes audiobooks is there's quite a few that are like 45 minutes to an hour long.
They're short stories.
Yeah, and those are nice. Like if you know you're going to go on a long walk or you're going to be cleaning around the house or doing yeah. something that's going to take you that long, it's like a perfect little thing to listen to.
Yeah,
and they're really well done. They're actually very well done. The narrator does a good job. So that is I've listened to a few Sherlock things and I've really been enjoying it. It's very good.
I have on my Audible account, which mm-hmm. you don't have access to.
I don't.
The complete stories of Sherlock Holmes, which is over 70 hours worth of content.
That's insane.
That I've purchased.
And you know what's crazy is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah.
I mean, he also wrote a lot of other stuff, too.
Yeah.
It's not like he only wrote Sherlock.
Yeah.
That was just one of the things.
And that was before computers.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he spell check?
He didn't.
That's the thing. That's how come it's in British.
Hmm? Yeah. I don't get it.
I'm not thinking clearly.
Okay.
It was funny in my head.
Oh, I have one. Can I have one?
Please.
I haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended my abilities because of raunchiness, but this one's not raunchy.
Okay,
I've been watching Bizarre Foods with
Andrew Zimmern. Mm-hmm.
And I love the what I enjoy so much is that the way he describes these foods when he eats them,
mm-hmm.
it sounds so disgusting because mm-hmm. it's bizarre foods. And he's like,
yeah,
this has a really nice slimy fishy
sure.
texture,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and it tastes like gristle. I mean, and he describes it, and we're like, that sounds terrible. And he goes, it's absolutely marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching like four episodes last night.
I would like to be the host for that show.
That'd
I think
be great.
I could do a good job.
I think it'd be cool.
I once watched that show. I was super sick, and I didn't want to watch it all day, but I was too sick to get the remote to the channel, and it was like just playing all day on Discovery or something. And I once watched that show for like 12 hours straight. Yeah. I think I've seen them all.
Yeah.
The grossest one was something like, it was like a pickled... like fermented fish or something like that.
Gefilte fish?
It wasn't gefilte fish, but it was fermented. Mm. It was put like in a clay jar under the ground for like years, and they'd come back and it was all nasty and stuff.
It's like there's Japanese like 100-year-old eggs or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd try anything.
Hmm? Twice.
I don't know about twice.
I tried twice.
There's some things.
What's your Netflix?
Twice. Sherlock Holmes
and
on
what was
YouTube.
Yours?
Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern.
Okay. I've got something else.
Please.
Pull up my list here. Okay. We may have done this before. I don't know.
That's fine.
If we were going to do a time capsule,
mm-hmm.
that's going to...
You know, Marion has a time capsule.
Is it under the courthouse?
It's beside the courthouse. It's like there's like a...
By the gazebo?
There's like a bell on top of it.
Like, could you just go get the capsule?
No, it's like in a big, like, marble...
Like a vault.
...encasing. And there's a big, giant bell on top of it. And it says they put it there in 1990, and they're going to pull it out in 2090.
Huh. When we were kids...
I won't be around.
That's for sure.
No.
When we were kids, I swear, like, I don't know, like third grade, we did a time capsule at mm-hmm. the elementary.
Yeah, it sounds right.
I don't think it was ever pulled up.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I feel like someone should have pulled it up.
I was excited about it. I remember.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was the whole school did it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
They probably, whenever they dug up the school, they probably...
They probably forgot about it.
They probably did forget about it.
It's probably still there.
Hmm.
So 1,000 years from now.
You want to go digging in Prospect and see if we find it?
We'll get a metal detector.
So what's your question?
So I want to come up with the Mount Rushmore of things to put into a time capsule.
A newspaper.
Oh, that's actually really good. I did not think about that. But newspapers are almost extinct. So
all the more reason.
Yeah, 1,000 years from now, people mm-hmm. won't know what it is. So I guess it might make also a difference how long...
Mm-hmm.
of a window before people open this time capsule.
You would do 1,000 years?
1,000 years. Okay, so in the year 30... What year is this? 2022? 3022.
Okay, so the year is 3022.
Yeah.
And future space people are opening up this time capsule.
Now, this newspaper,
mm-hmm.
which newspaper would you choose?
Okay, I only can choose one?
Yeah.
Probably like... The New York Times.
Probably.
I mean, I hate the New York Times, but like, what else are you going to
do? I mean, the New York Post is...
Maybe the Wall Street Journal?
A little bit more. Maybe Wall Street
I'd like
Journal.
To do like five newspapers. Like the
okay.
A London newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
A the New World, York newspaper.
Beijing. Yeah. Which is just communist propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they have a paper.
So. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's good. I like it. So a newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay.
What about like... Baseball cards.
I mean, they'd be really expensive by then.
That Greg Jeffries future
mm-hmm.
star?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be worth something.
I mean, even 1,000 years, like an alien would open. He's like, I got 7 of these.
Greg Jeffries.
I thought he was going to be the greatest player of all
time.
Well,
it said future star on the card.
He was a future star, and he seemed very excited about it.
His grandchildren are very disappointed because they could have some awesome...
There were so many Greg Jeffries cards. There was like 4 in every pack.
1989 tops or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know that I would do... I'm thinking like maybe like a Beach Boys CD, you know?
Okay, yeah, music.
What do you think is the best... What do you think, though, the best like format is... Do you think a record player... Like, in the future, what is the easiest thing for them to replicate? Oh, so they can actually press play on it.
Yeah.
Okay, Walkman with...
A fresh set of batteries.
A fresh set of batteries with some headphones. Yeah, that's the problem is the batteries.
You're going to have to vacuum seal the
Maybe
batteries.
A Sony Walkman that's got like a solar chart, if the sun is still doing its thing by then.
Oh, yeah.
Like a solar thing to it so they can definitely use it.
Yeah, well,
Is it the purpose of one of those time capsules to like put stuff in it that's... Like prominent today, so you can see how much it changes.
No. Here's the thing: civilization has obviously in 3022 has collapsed.
Okay.
This is a post-apocalyptic world that we're talking about.
Definitely,
we're not talking about.
And I love how these people are like waiting. They're like,
dude.
It's another 50 years. Like something in here could completely save our civilization. But yeah.
There's actually a vaccine to the pandemic that just killed everybody.
It says we can't open it until 3022. Yeah. So
maybe some Tylenol, you know? Yeah. The headaches of the future.
Okay. So some newspapers. Uh-huh. I think just some music. I'm going to have like Beethoven.
Mixed, a mixtape.
Like Beethoven, the Beatles.
Elvis,
Chuck Berry,
Adele,
All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey,
some Mumford and Sons,
and I'd say the third Jars of Clay album, just complete.
Self-titled Jars of Clay.
All right,
Rich Mullins,
music, Rich Mullins, that's right. So
as you open the capsule, all right, okay.
I would say so. How big can this capsule be?
Whatever size you want. Okay.
Can we do the frozen body of Donald Trump? Like, is
I
that
was
possible?
Gonna say something about.
Well,
Donald
I mean, we
Trump.
Could maybe his DNA in a
okay.
capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, if it's post-apocalyptic, what are they gonna do with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
I mean, clone him? Is that what you're thinking?
It maybe they'll inject it in themselves, and that might be the cure. To whatever the problem is.
Could be. Maybe. Like money.
Money. That's good. Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'd say like an Encyclopedia Britannica, maybe. Do they still make those?
I don't know. When we were kids, do you remember Mom? But we're done with the show. When we were kids, hit the music.
Yeah. Jeez. I already did.
When we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Mom bought the generic encyclopedias?
I do.
Buy one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris Farley. Do you remember that time when you said this?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Thanks.
Did you know most people believe that the reason that a T-Rex can't clap is because their arms are too short?
Yeah.
But in reality, it's because they're all dead that they can't clap. That's the real reason. This is the worst episode we've ever done. We finally did it. We bottomed out. I don't know. We... I mean... You know, we've literally said the phrase, it couldn't get any worse, but we proved them wrong.
We'll say it again.
It couldn't get any worse. It can't get any worse than this.
No.
This is the worst one.
And if you've listened
halfway
to this
through,
entire thing.
I thought to myself, maybe we should just end the episode just with us just quietly scrolling our phones for like 20 minutes and just see
if how many people watch through it.
Watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people might like it.
I think we should make a screensaver like that. Like, you know,
us. Just every once in a while. And then just like this every once in a while. Like, and then. You know what? We should do that one time. Just do an episode of us just sitting here scrolling our phones. Well, all right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason. Maybe for good. Reminding you to keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo, boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.
I can bring the gecko.